I'm sure it's a very technical job, and they probably don't need lots of people to work there. And it's nothing like the pig farms or the fields full of yellow rape. But maybe they're not thinking it through properly. I mean, they're called farms, aren't they? Solar farms. But nobody thinks of them as farms. Just as nobody who works in a fulfillment centre thinks of their work as fulfilling. So maybe we just need to find a way to bring the past farms and the future farms together so people don't mind them so much.
Maisie squeezed herself on the sofa between Esther and Ned, waggling her dino feet happily. She tugged on Esther's arm and Sage whispered,
I don't mind if you're Tom's new girlfriend, actually. You seem nice. Meet Mittens.
Mittens was a toy lion whose tail was currently held on by sheer will.
Hi, Mittens.
Esther shook his paw. Maisie put the lion to her ear.
He says hello, and that he likes your red boots.
A lion of good taste. Maisie squeezed Mittens by the neck, and as Esther watched, she thought of the wonky-eyed cuddly whale in her bag in the car. A silent whale now, since this morning. No wonder he had stopped speaking. He'd been trapped underground for too long with her.
Someone's in there. Her eyes are wide with shock. You think it's him? Nodding, I tiptoe closer. Call the police, I whisper. While she gets out her phone, I carefully slide the door open enough to let me slip through. Turning, I glance at Kath, shaking her head, mouthing at me. No, Jess, don't go in. But I ignore her. Without giving it a second thought, very slowly, without making a sound, I make my way up the stairs. Then, in the doorway of my mother's room, I stop.